Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie of Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I would like to speak for a short while on the importance of studying God's Word. To bring this truth across to you, I would like to focus on at least three major points. In 2 Timothy 2:15, we are encouraged to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. It means to faithfully and steadfastly commit and apply oneself to understanding the word of God. The word study comes from a Greek word which conveys the idea of to put forth effort, or by implication to exert energy for the purpose of accomplishing a thing. So we see here that this passage lets us know that we have to take ownership and personal responsibility for our growth, development, and maturity. It speaks of deliberate and purposeful intentionality. The first point that I would like to look at is number one, that the Word of God fosters growth, development, and maturity. But before we can embark upon the journey of growth, development, and maturity, we have to have the three main ingredients that will help us in this journey, and they are knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the Lord laments to his prophet Hosea that his people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. So in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, we are encouraged to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 6, verse 1, the Hebrew believers are encouraged to leave the principles of the doctrine, to leave the basic and foundational tenets of the doctrine, and to progress, advance, or go on to perfection. The word perfection there in the Greek is the word teleos. It means to bring a thing to completion, to be a full age, to be full grown, or to be fully mature. We read also in Proverbs 4, verse 7, where it states that wisdom is the principal thing. So we are to get wisdom, and in all our getting, we are to get understanding. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3, it states that through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Also in Luke 2, verse 52, it states concerning Yeshua HaMashiach, that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with both God and man. The Apostle Jude encouraged us to build up ourselves upon our most holy faith. The second point I'd like to bring across is that studying the Word of God, it lays out God's position on a matter and his original intent. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 through 9, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and in trying to ensnare him, they asked him a question concerning divorce that is written in the law of Moses. And they asked him, can a man put away his wife for any reason? And before Jesus addressed their question, Jesus went straight to God's original intent. He did not ask them, have ye not heard? He did not ask them, did not anyone tell you? Neither did he ask them if they did not receive the electronic transmission. But he asked them, have ye not read how in the beginning God created male and female and declared that for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall no more be twain but one flesh. So Jesus let them know that from beginning it was not so, but because of the hardness of their heart, Moses instructed them to write the wife a bill of divorce and put it in their hand before sending them out. So we see here that God's original intent is his go-to. The profundity of the love of God is based upon his original intent. He did not deal with us based upon our failure. He did not deal with us based upon our shortcomings or based upon our human experience, but he dealt with us based upon his original intent. That's why it states that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God's love for us is all based off of his original intent. So when we understand God's position on a matter, when we understand God's original intent, we then know how to assume that position to bring our lives in alignment and in harmony with the Word of God and with the will and purpose of God for our lives. The third point is that studying the Word of God, it provides boundaries and perimeters for our lives. In Proverbs 29 verse 11, it states that where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, the vision it's speaking about here is not a vision statement that a church or organization or ministry lays out to declare the aim of the organization, but the word vision here speaks of a open or revealed word or message or revelation from God. The scripture lets us know in 1 Samuel concerning in those days there was no open vision, and ere the lamp of God had gone out in the temple. So what the scripture was letting us know, that the condition that Samuel was born in, that God was not speaking to his people, that the people of God, Israel, was not receiving any revealed word or message from God. So Proverbs 29 verse 18 should correctly read, where there is no revealed word or message from God, the people cast off restraint. And the verse after that says, but happy is he that keeps thy law. So it lets us know that the Word of God becomes the boundaries and the perimeters and the law by which we govern our lives. The psalmist in Psalms 119 verse 11 states, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So with these three key points, number one, that the importance of studying the Word of God is that it fosters growth, development, and maturity. Number two, it lays out God's position on a matter and his original intent. And number three, it provides the boundaries and perimeters for our lives to bring us in harmony and in alignment with the will and purpose of God for our lives. It's important for us to understand that growth, development, and maturity, it is not a destination. It is an ongoing journey. That's why it is important for us to understand that we have to grow to go, but we have to know to grow. And also, it is important for us to understand that if there is more to know, then there is more to grow. And this is one to grow on. The Lord bless you.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless and go in this thy might.
Shake the ground with the sound.